News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Henry McKean was in the arena for us last night. Henry, what was the atmosphere like?
Shane, Basil, calling. It was electric. 2 hours of excitement. And this has been a pretty tame Eurovision. It's been quite relaxed. It's been quite different to last year in Malmo, which was absolutely crazy. But during dress rehearsals yesterday, there were some people with whistles and flags. They were big flags. The flags were too big. They were escorted out during the Israel performance. But Wasted Love last night was unreal. That was Austria, just brilliant. And I think you were kind of saying about Malta there, that was with Serving, and that particular song had a word that means something different in English, which we won't go into because this is a family show. And you mentioned Israel went through with New Day Will Rise, you could hear cheering, you couldn't hear booing in the arena. So like last year, a little bit of controversy, but not too much, and huge disappointment. And they did try their best, like A Party in the Sky. Where did we go wrong? Why did the song not make it? It was a relatively popular song, and the experts said it could just scrape through, but it didn't. I actually met up with Emmy in the middle of the night, because that's Eurovision, and her brother afterwards with Irish Independence, Kirsty Blake Knox.
It was very nerve-wracking, but I think we gave up earlier because there were so many countries that weren't in the odds for qualifying that had qualified already. So, yeah, we kind of gave up halfway through. Yeah, we had a little hope. Yeah, we did.
Of course. Yeah. It's always there.
A little hope, yeah. Yes.
You're just starting to brace yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Yes. Well done getting this far. And from everyone at News Talk, commiserations.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Henry, what other surprises were there on the night?
Surprises, and to be quite frank and to be quite honest, here amongst all the superfans and experts, it wasn't a huge surprise, and you heard there in Emmy's voice, they kind of knew the writing was on the wall early on that they weren't going to make it through. But a big surprise was Australia. Australia was a huge favourite. I even said on News Talk to Kieran Cuddihy that Gojo and Milkshake Man might even win it. He didn't win it. He crashed out. So that was an absolutely huge surprise because it was a perfect song, perfectly implemented. It was fun. It was witty. It had it all. And the guy looked like $1 million. And they crashed out too. I got to meet Toby, a Eurovision journalist from Sweden.
My name is Torbjörn Ek. I work for Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet.
Toby, a very different year this year compared to last year. How come Ireland didn't qualify?
Well, to be honest, because other songs were better. For instance, Luxembourg had also an up-tempo, upbeat, fun pop song, but she was more secure on stage. Emmy was a little bit stiff and insecure.
A little bit nervous almost.
I think she was nervous, and rightly so. It's a huge stage. But yeah, other songs were better.
And Luxembourg just knocked it out of the park. I mean, quality dancers, amazing voice, cutesy, a bit better.
I heard during the week people joking about, oh, did they send Dustin the Turkey? Not as Emmy, but the staging.
Because of the silver, the colour.
Yeah. Is the Dustin the Turkey staging just recycled? And it felt a little bit, it just wasn't there, unfortunately.
Pretty blunt from that journalist. Why didn't Ireland go through? There was better songs than it. What did the fans think of Emmy crashing out of Eurovision?
Yeah, there is a feeling, and I've covered Eurovisions over the years. And remember, we've only qualified twice in the last 10 years. And obviously, it was Bambi last year that was just a force of nature. But everyone felt deflated. You know, you're a football man, Shane, and you know when a better team comes along and beats you and you go, do you know what? We were beaten by the better team. And personally, I think we were. Here is reaction.
Oh, really sad, because Emmy is just a wonderful person. She deserved to go through. And we were so excited. We thought it was a real bop of a song and people would love it. But it was a very strong semi-final, and it was a tough one to get through from.
You're from Malta. How do you feel about your song, Serving, making it through?
Oh, my God, we're so happy that we're in the final. Serving!
Finally, after 4 years,
we made it! Yeah!
How do you feel after that result? Ireland are coming home.
Very disappointed, really. You know, I thought she did really well, and she sang really well, and she did the country proud, so I thought she was very good. I think coming on third is hard, because any of the earlier ones, you know, people tend to forget about them a little bit.
Where did you travel from?
Tipperary.
You've come all the way, and obviously it's a long way to Tipperary. Is it worth the trip?
Definitely.
Despite Ireland going home.
It's still a lovely weather, lovely city. Here till Monday, little holiday. Good fun.
Yeah, definitely worst places to be this weekend. Henry McKean at Eurovision. Emmy crashing out.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.